Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We know what you're thinking. What the hell is this tasty piece of podcast content? Well, it's not quite a full episode, but it's still enriching as f**k. Welcome back to another tips episode of The Story Studio Podcast, with your host, Daniel Wilcox.
Hello and welcome to The Story Studio. I'm your host, Daniel Wilcox, and today I want to talk about why it's important to study, which if you go back through my history, I was never the worst student in the world. I was pretty average student, but I wouldn't say I was ever the keenest on learning, the keenest on going above and beyond what he needed to do. But I guess what I'm talking about in this frame of discussion is how studying as a creative and studying the things that you want to produce are the only way to get better and the only ways to develop your craft and to constantly be improving. So I think it's safe to say that a lot of people, when they first start out, I mean, I certainly did, will just have that notion of, I want to do this. I want to draw a comic panel. I want to write a book. I want to make a short film. And what a lot of us don't do in that initial beginning is study, is watch other people's stuff, is read and absorb what other people have been doing and get a feel for the kind of style that things go by and the methods by which people do. So when I first wrote my first short story, which was a short tale about it was quite sad. It was a fireman who developed vertigo and ended up that he had to quit the force. It was quite old. It's so sad. Doesn't really matter. But the point is, when I first wrote that, I remember writing it and feeling very good about it. I remember showing it to a few people and getting that kind of, that's interesting. Look, as if, you know, they didn't want to hurt my feelings and they just wanted to say that it was okay and pat me on the back, even though I didn't really deserve it. And it wasn't until I started reading other people's short stories from magazines, from the internet, ones that have done particularly well, that I realized how different my styles were. And I find that even now, if I'm writing a particular chapter, if I'm writing a scene, if there's something creative that I'm trying to put down on page, if I haven't read something in the last 24 hours that kind of relates to what I'm doing, I can't get that flow that I normally get. And like I say, I believe it's translatable between all kinds of creative mediums. So if you're podcasting, as obviously I am now, and you're not used to talking or hearing how a person talks through a podcast, because it's not the same as natural speech. You're essentially speaking into a little metal microphone in a one-way dialogue. And if you're not used to that, if you're not used to how that sounds, it will come across quite amateur. If you know, you're another example, I'll jump back to writing. If you haven't been reading, if you're not used to the style that your audience will accept, will understand, will be familiar with, then it's going to be a hard slog to get to your end goal. So I'd say read a lot, particularly in your genre. So in regards to writing, there's a big difference between a romance book and a thriller. In that a romance book will be very, very personal. You'll get a lot of those intimate moments between each other where sparks are flying. It's all very hyperbolic and it's all very lovely. Whereas, and you might find that some of the chapters in there are quite long because you have to get that mood across. You have to get that feel, that relationship between those characters. Whereas in a thriller, you normally find that the pages are, or the chapters are very, very short. They're very fast paced. There's not a lot of backstory because what you want to do is try and get the reader turning those pages, get the story moving, and just make that kind of heart race and the reader hunger for the story to keep going. Now, I mean, that's not me saying that I lend myself or prefer any particular genre, but when I started writing horror shorts and horror stories, it was bouncing off the back of reading thrillers. And it wasn't until I kind of read some more traditional horror stories, your I Am Legends, your pretty much anything by Stephen King, that you find that there's a very different style. Obviously, it's a lot darker, it's a bit slower in places, but you also have that kind of mashup of some fast bits. Not over describing monsters because fear is the bigger factor, in the unknown is a bigger factor in creating fear. So yeah, the main message is, no matter what you're doing, no matter what level you're at, make sure that you are constantly reading not only, you know, classics and what people have been doing for years, but look at what other people are coming out with. So things that are hot on the market, hot off the press, that the world is going crazy for. Even though you might not feel it's the best writing, there's a reason that it's selling well and that it's being enjoyed by loads of people. So just bear that in mind, and yeah, keep on reading. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you.
Enjoy that? Yeah, of course you did. Then why not leave us a review in the iTunes store? Toodle pip.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.